Scripture reading this morning is from the book of Ephesians chapter 2. Remember that at one time you Gentiles by birth, called the uncircumcision by those who are called the circumcision, a physical circumcision made in the flesh by human hands, remember that you were at that time without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. In his flesh, he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances that he might create in himself one new humanity in place of the two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross, thus putting to death that hostility through it. So he came and proclaimed peace to you who are far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him, both of us have access in one Spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints, and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God.
So there is, in my college library, in the main entryway, there is this large piece of concrete. This concrete stood about, 10, 15 feet high, about 6 feet wide. On one side, it was covered with a graffitied spray paint, or spray painted graffiti. I don't know which one's the verb there, but you get the idea. And then on the other side, it was completely bare, untouched. This piece of concrete was on permanent loan to Capital University because of our German Lutheran heritage. It was and is the single largest piece of the Berlin Wall anywhere in North America. There are lots of places that have larger pieces put together that, you know, form a bigger display, but this is the one largest piece that remains intact. And it stood in our library for me as a daily, it was in the library, so monthly reminder. It's a slow burn joke. It's all right. You'll get, yeah. And stood for me as this reminder that as easy as it is for us to build walls that divide ourselves from one another, the hard work of tearing down that wall, of rebuilding the relationships that were broken, that's the struggle we still deal with today. Now, I hadn't thought about this wall in probably 5 or 7 years, but as I was preparing for this morning, memories of studying in its shadow came flooding back to me because, as we will see, anybody can build a wall, but it takes an act of God to tear it down. See, we're in the midst of this sermon series called Beloved, right? And it's this reminder as we move through the letter to the Ephesians that we are called both to be loved by God, and because of that love, we are called to be love out into the world. And so this morning, we're thinking about how from that love, God calls us to come near. To move through an area that once divided us. Cross the gap that we've built between ourselves and God, between ourselves and one another. God calls us to come near. But before we can get to that, before we can get to this idea of coming near, we need to brush up on our history a little bit. See, our story as people of faith, as Christian people, which is deeply rooted in the story of the Jewish people before us, is held together by this idea that humanity, we as human beings, are sinful. Now, this doesn't mean that we are completely depraved or beyond redemption. It doesn't mean that our flesh and our blood is completely flawed. But it means that we are searching for our own path. We're finding our own security. We're finding our own way rather than trusting in the relationship that God calls us to. So that's the story of Adam and Eve. When Adam and Eve go and take the fruit of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil, they are saying to God, we don't need a relationship with you. We can do this on our own. We can find our own way. And we know the rest of the story, right? They get kicked out of the garden, and then we get story after story after story of people trying to rebuild that relationship with God and instead harming one another. And eventually, we get to Abraham. And when we get to Abraham, God looks at Abraham and says, look, I know that you can't build this, or you can't get across this gap. You can't tear this down this wall on your own. So I am going to make a covenant with you. I'm going to make a promise with you, Abraham, that I'm going to work through you, through your descendants, and I'm going to provide a way to tear down this wall. And as a sign, as a way to remember that promise, all the males in your camp need to be circumcised. And so from that day forward, all the Jewish men who were born were circumcised as this physical reminder that God was going to work through the Jewish people to provide a way to tear down the wall that separated God from all of humanity. Notice here, the circumcision doesn't tear down the wall. The circumcision doesn't repair the relationship. It is a reminder that God will be the one to tear down the wall. But like so many things before it and so many things that would come after it, that which God meant for good, humanity found a way to use for evil. And so the Jewish people started using this notion that we are the circumcised people, we are God's chosen people, and lording it over all of those who are around them. And so they started throwing around the word uncircumcision like we might use the word barbarian or heathen, right? It was an insult to those who were outside of God's chosen people. You are the uncircumcision. And so this very symbol that God gave so that the whole world might know that God was going to restore the relationship, that God was going to tear down this wall, that very symbol becomes a wall built between the nations in which the Jews say, we are the circumcised, you're the uncircumcised, stay over there. So with this, we now have enough background to really get into our reading from Ephesians today, because this reading starts by Paul saying to this group of readers, to you who were called the uncircumcision by those who were called the circumcision, right? So now we know this is written to a group of people who were not Jewish and who at some point had probably been insulted by those who were Jewish to make sure they knew that they were inferior. To you who were called the uncircumcision, Paul writes this, remember that you were at that time without Christ, being aliens in the commonwealth of Israel, strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. This is a bleak picture. You were without Christ. You had nothing. You were strangers to Israel, foreigners to the promise of God. You didn't even know that God was active in the world. You couldn't even have hope. You couldn't even have hope for something different because you had nothing. To you who were outside of this circumcision promise, to you who were called the uncircumcision, remember that you had nothing. But now in Christ you have everything. This is the flip that Paul wants us to hear today. This is the switch that Paul is making for the Ephesian church. You know, this thing that you thought once divided you, that once separated you, this thing you couldn't even identify because you didn't know that God was active in the world, all along God was working so that you might have everything. And so as we continue to listen to Paul's words, we'll see that two things really come of this. The first is that those who were far away, they've been drawn near. Those who were on the other side of the wall from God, God says, come to me. The wall is gone. Jesus Christ is crucified and resurrected. The wall is torn down. Come to me. And we might hear this and think to ourselves, that's great. We all get to come to God just like the Israelites already got to come to God. But we forget that the circumcision didn't tear down the wall. The Israelites were in the same state as everybody else. When God speaks these words through Paul, God is reminding us that all of us, all of humanity, is on the wrong side of the wall. And that for all of us, that wall has finally been torn down. That's what God wants us to hear this day. Because we can all think about those places in our lives, those seasons of our lives where we have felt far from God. We're even struggling for years with an illness. We've been watching our loved one slowly slip away into Alzheimer's or dementia. Where we've watched our family take hit after hit after hit until we're left without a job and without money to put food on the table, without a place for our family to stay. And then, of course, there are those places where we self-inflict these wounds, and by our own actions, we reject the presence of God. When we use hate speech towards one another. When we choose to treat others as though they are less worthy than we are, when we choose to oppress someone simply because they're born in another place than us, whether these wounds are put upon us by the society in which we live or whether they are self-inflicted, we have built a wall. Time after time, we have said or we have been told that we can't get to God. But in the midst of that bleak desert, in the midst of that wilderness, God says to each of us, hi, sweetheart. You all right? Yeah, okay. God says to each of us, you who once were far off, you have been brought near. You. Think about that for a minute. This isn't just written to those who were in Ephesus 2,000 years ago. This is to you, you who were far off. You have been brought near. God has torn down the wall. And God calls you to come and know that you are God's beloved. All of this, the tearing down of the wall, the sending of God's Son, all of this is because you are God's beloved. Not just the Jewish people, not just those who were circumcised, not just those of us in this room, not just those of us who call ourselves Christian, but all of humanity, everything that has the life and breath of God flowing through its veins, we are God's beloved. And because God calls us beloved, God calls us to come near. Now the second thing that happens because God calls us to come near, the second thing that happens is something. What is that second thing? That would be a great question for us. The second thing that happens is that those dividing walls, those Berlin walls that we build between one another, they too get torn down. Because we hear in his flesh, that's in Christ's flesh, in his flesh he has made both groups, circumcised and uncircumcised alike, into one and has broken down the dividing wall that is the hostility between us. You want to build up a wall that's going to divide you from someone else? You want to claim that you're the circumcised and someone else is the uncircumcised? You want to claim that you're superior to someone else's inferiority? Whatever wall you build in the presence of God's love, in the presence of knowing that you are the beloved, no wall can stand. God tears down that wall and says, this hostility is gone. For the Jewish people, it was learning that there was no division between the circumcised and the uncircumcised, that realizing that these people who hadn't grown up in the Jewish faith could come along and be welcomed into the family of God through the death and resurrection of Jesus. We don't struggle with that anymore, but we still build up plenty of walls, don't we? Think of all those places in our life where we continue to think, wouldn't it just be easier if we just had a wall there? Republicans and Democrats, wall. That could simplify things, right? Christians and Muslims, wall. Immigrants and American citizens, wall. Refugees and those who were born here, wall. Wouldn't it just be easier if we just had walls? And yet, because God calls us beloved, because God comes to each one of us and says, you are mine, because God has torn down that wall and beckoned us to come near. All of those walls are torn down. Every single wall that we try to build up is crumbled. Because in the face of the love of God, the only thing that can stand is love for others. And this is really the joy of this reading for me, as we hear this again and again, is that because we are beloved by God, when we fully realize that we are God's beloved, we cannot help ourselves but to be love for the world. We can't stop it. When we know in our souls that we are God's beloved, we can't help but look at someone else and see them as God's beloved as well. Imagine the difference that this could make if just for a few moments we as church said, you know what? We're not going to be the place that puts up walls. We're not going to be the place that divides us into this group and that group and the other group. We're going to be the place that says all of us, every single one of us, are children beloved by God. That rather than starting our conversation by identifying as the circumcision and the uncircumcision, we're going to identify ourselves as God's beloved. Think about the difference this can make in our world. Imagine how this would change how we treat one another, how we speak to one another. Imagine how it would change how we talk about politics and how we talk about theology if we started a conversation by saying both of us are beloved by God. And that's really the gift of this reading today. Not just that we get to hear again that we are beloved, and not just that we get to be called to be love out in the world, but that we get to know our place, to stand in the midst of the division, to help God tear down the wall, to say to each side, you are both God's beloved. Let us find the humanity in one another. Because the newsflash is, it doesn't matter where you were born, it doesn't matter what religion you grew up with, it doesn't matter what faith you have now, all of us have been on the wrong side of the wall from God, and every single one of us have had that wall torn down on our behalf. And so we all get to call ourselves God's beloved. And imagine the change that we can see in the world if we start from that place. The challenge is that we have to know it here. This is where it starts for us. Knowing that you are God's beloved. And so I hope you hear that this morning. I hope the Holy Spirit gives you a moment to know in your deepest soul that you are God's beloved. And no matter how far you might feel from God, no matter how high you might think the wall is, God has called you to come near. So now we get to go out and we get to be that love in the world, because God is already tearing down the walls that have divided us. God loves each of you, and I do too.